Aryabhakti has this great line in the Kavya's Presentations where he talks about, like, when he teaches girls in particular, they sometimes think that if they cover their mouth and they talk to their friend while he's teaching, he won't notice that they're talking. I'll leave it to you to think about that. Speaking of getting started, we should be safe in general to get started much more rapidly. The speaking of getting started, so I've been getting advice for a couple of guys in terms of our starting limud, in terms of our starting limud of the day. I'm not sure that we've had opportunity to learn most of the Perek of Pirkei Avos. I think it's definitely a very valuable limud. It might not be the best limud for a group limud the way we're doing it, in terms of the slot that we have. It would be a great limud for a longer chunk of time, or as individual limud. But the slot as we have it, the number one, each mishnah is a separate topic, essentially. Each mishnah starts one or several the topics. It doesn't lend itself to substantive treatment in a short period of time. And also, I was getting the impression from some of the guys, begun to confirm this a little bit, that guys would appreciate more something that is more sense of methodical treatment and development of ideas, and in particular, now that you're already a little bit older, to spend the time together working on kind of really giving a framework for machshava and a framework for one's avodas Hashem. So I want to get what guys' thoughts are on that, because what I think what we could switch to would be maybe to round out the Perek Sheni or Pirkei Avos over the next couple of days, and that would be a limud that we've had, and I would hope that my impression is a number of guys would definitely be Jews to continue limud on their own, the Mishnah day, to finish Pirkei Avos over the course of the year. Definitely a very valuable individual limud. I was thinking that maybe was to move after we complete the second Perek of Pirkei Avos. After you complete the second Perek of Pirkei Avos, if you can move to feel the charm, we can do the charm really thoroughly over the course of the year, or at least see the couple of open water or a couple of open talking to establish a framework. And thereafter, to move to a beautiful thing which we learned last year and got to learn very much. And the same for Ali Shur, going to the Madraka for those who are those beginning yeshiva, and very much where we are right now, under connection, I mean, this year. Beginning yeshiva in a very serious way, and he really has things that really hit the spot about learning about Davi, about Kevra, about friends, a whole host of issues. Really, very, very apropos to us. But yeah, I would definitely love to begin with Mishil Tashar. I myself, I have turned my heart to Mishil Tashar, so to speak. I really changed me in many ways. And one of the great things about Mishil Tashar is that it is so not what you think of in your mind as a stereotypical dust field of Mishil Tashar. Beginning with the fact that Moshe Chaim was not, I think we ever spoke about it, he was so not, you imagine, like the author of Mishil Tashar, stereotypically is like an old man with long white beard, and he's like feeling very removed from the world. If I don't imagine someone who walked 700 miles across Europe because he was kicked out of his hometown in his early 20s because he was a clean-shaven, controversial tabloid who was thought to be a Shabbat eunuch and fought tooth and nail to defend his Kabbalistic stance, looking like this, and wrote all the Sardar before the age of 40 because he was passed away in Syria at the age of 39 or 40 in a place. Fascinating, we'll talk more about him when we get there. Fascinating, man, it sheds a totally different light on the whole paper. In other words, guys, I definitely am open to either one. I'm definitely open to continuing, but I'm definitely also open to it'll be an honest by trial and error. I want to switch gears, switch the Pirkei Avos into an individual option, and move to Mishil Tashar possibly offshore. If guys have put it out, we can say the only dominion, the only dominion tomorrow. This is something for guys to think about. I want to take a look now. If you're really interested, I have copies here. If you're really interested, then you can make more copies. I'm sure you like this presentation. As do I.
How did you manage to... Okay.
Okay. Let's take a look together at some of these fascinating, fascinating figures. Let's begin from the end. Let's start from the beginning of Dalai Lama. We're going to begin to paint the picture of what's going on. Gemara says in Abdallah Rao, we will begin to assume in our official unit, we will begin to Abdallah and of the next couple of figures. The Gemara throws in a line on Abdallah Rao that time alone, Allah says, we passed in Adam and Seer Tarsus. We thought the guard says in the course of the discussion, well, actually, don't you know, we're going to have a chance soon to discuss one of the upcoming figures. Adam and Seer Tarsus is a Chesima Tarsus, essentially the major upcoming figure. So you want to throw this in the Abdallah, well, don't you know how we passed him? Didn't you know we passed him like a beloved? Didn't you know we passed him like a beloved? So picking up an Abdallah and Al, five lines into Tosus the Kaimon. Tosus the Kaimon, the bottom of Abdallah and Al. Five lines into Tosus. Tosus is something shocking. Absolutely shocking. The figure of Sar, the driver, you get five lines into Tosus the Kaimon, the Abdallah and Al, the bottom of Abdallah and Al, Tosus the Kaimon, five lines into Tosus. Tosus says, well, since we hold, A-Day, Mitzira, Tarsi, since we hold, we're about to understand more further what I mean. So these are a bunch of shots that the A-Day is the get is accomplished through the Aiden of Tira, through the Aiden of Tira, it's the Aiden that are watching the handing over of the Shtar, not the Aiden that are starting on the Shtar. So we'll speak of this purpose. Start with his Daesh, you will Aiden of Tira, the Shtar, the things I get. You gotta make sure that you have Aiden of Tira watching when the get is given. The Inu Kaase, they're the ones who create the creatures. They're the ones who create the divorce. The divorce only occurs because you have Adam watching when the things are started. The Elector Shah Adam is Zero. You don't have Adam watching the hand of the husband or the Shliya handing to get to the wife or her Shliya. Adam is arrested. She is not divorced. Abgab, they can Adam and Sima. If you have Adam signed on the get, doesn't help you. Tell us the book. We pass from Adam and Zero Tarsi. And Tosfos is of the opinion, let's return to this, but for now we'll just take it as a given. Tosfos is of the opinion that it means the only type of Eitan Sima Davar is Eitan Sira. The only way for it to work is absolutely critical. You cannot substitute, there's no way to compensate for having Eitan Sira. You must have Eitan watching the Sira again. So good, we talk about the brother, it means the Eitan Sima Davar is going to help you. Excellent, very good. You were trained to think, what's next up? So where's Tosus going next? Excellent, very good, Adam. Well, all my hands is back the way it was in there. Well, all my hands are back in the way it was in there. Where are they in the team before? The mission is when they run into the task that the material is done, that the concept of what I say, you don't really need any clear counsel, you're not talking about the team at all. The mission of Adam, well, I think this is Adam and Leo, or it's not Kano. I think he can all of to keep things moving smoothly, he was with Daka and to have AJ Hasina as well. So what do they do? Well, you have to have AJ Hasina here anyway. Because there's no way to substitute for it, because that's the AJ Hasina. Otherwise, it's like giving a girl a ring without AJ watching. AJ was in the Sira Sajet, and the same AJ was in the Sira Sah Kessel. So it's something that what's important to AJ Hasina? Well, Rama Hagi AJ Hasina, I was saying that we still AJ Hasina, and therefore he's AJ Hasina, the AJ Hasina will die. So what's the point of Aiden and Sima? To know that there's a divorce, right? To prove that she needs to prove trust. She's going to bring in a get without any agents, and back to the house. So normally, let her just bring the Aiden and Sima, right? Because her two neighbors watch the get be given. So a year later, you want to prove that she's divorced, bring the two neighbors, show you. So what do you need Aiden and Sima for? What do you need to have a get you can bring the document to prove? Well, obviously, the Aiden and Sima, the physical people who saw the get, they are gone. Either they die, or they move. If they
And you lose the Hidden Seer, the Hidden Seer passed away. Or you have from Nisayan, or they travel from another country, they're not accessible. So if you don't say, I'll get Eden Hadil, eventually you get to get married, via Eden Hadil, ideally bring a Hidden Seer, but they're not here anymore. They're not in this town. So therefore, that's why you require that you have Eden Hadil, because Eden Hadil do work when you have them, because you're going to get some signatures, that alone is proof enough that you were divorced. What's the problem with that idea? Because we're going to pick up the next one. What's the problem with saying, well, you need that agency either way, so we have agency female also, I'll use agency female to prove that she was divorced. What's the problem with that? That's good. How did you, what were they even signing on? That the husband authorized the right of the guest. Well, we don't have that for it. They weren't happy. In the summer, the Hector, not. The will assumed that it was on the house. Good. Then he goes on to say, as we learn this later, that according to the Lazar, if it's your case, it's going to jump on it, and it's a few months later, they're just going to be using the proof of divorce. So they get to actually work, but the work actually happening at the agency, right? And then a few years later, just for verification, we'll be right down. You must say that comes to the wrong thing, that I call the stump of the half an hour. The one will assume they were done properly. We'll assume. We'll assume. Why? Good shot. That's eight. That's eight. Well, assume. Check it out. That's a big shot. That's a big shot. And what? That the guest is telling us about something that hasn't even happened, that is predicting into the future. It's a very strange, It might be thinking, well, what's going on? What is that? It's the problem of what's going on. What's going on with the thing? So what have we seen so far? We've seen so far that one strange thing you just saw now was that the shtar can be made as a teacher, which doesn't seem to correspond to what the shtar does. Another strange thing the shtar does, which is going our gemara not gimel, was what that somehow the shtar has assumed presumed validity. We assume automatically that the shtar is for real. Now, let me ask you another question. You're completely about this post of job for. It's not just a question of a guess. Let's say I have a star material. I have a star hava. I have any monetary star. So I don't know it means anything. The agent, by definition, only signs, the agent often signs before a transaction actually occurs. But I guess it's always true, but other transactions are sometimes true. So, if you have a star network, it's a star kingdom. On the code of the land, the buy a star. So by definition, the star has to be signed by the agent before it's given. So that means that the agent never saw, the agent are not signing to the fact that the star was handed over, the kingdom was done. It was always done before. So how do I prove that this land is mine? Because I have a signed star material. So I have a signed star my father. But the agent didn't sign on the fact that the king occurred. This is by the fact that we're preparing a document for the king's occurred. Since Brown comes to that. Well, you're on the road. What's the trail of ride? How is it talk about things beyond when the agent actually starts? That's one problem. The star talks to the future. Another problem is that the star, Argamar, what we see in Argamar, what the star is, what was the magic of Rish Lakish? That somehow Rish Lakish says something about star, and therefore we presume that it's valid. I don't have to discuss that these are real signatures, you're not going to check. So the problem points out, this is not the only case where we somehow seem to assume that the star is probably good. Where else do we assume that the star is probably good? Where else are we inclined to assume the star is good? Where else? Okay, that's interesting. Okay, Chazak Hashem, 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 Chazak Hashem,
But there at least we have reason to presume. Because there, what we're saying is that in most cases, if you give something to a relatively responsible person, he probably took care of it. But okay. Who can show me a case where we assume a shtar is due without even having a rope to back it up? You assume a shtar is due without even having a rope to back it up. Oh, good. Cook bombs out to confine out. The shtar mokhtar, the shtar mokhtar. Good, what else? What else? Another case where we presume, we kind of assume the shtar is probably good, even though we don't even have basis for it. What's the best example where we really should assume it's not good? Really, chances are it's no good, yeah? Okay, but there it's gone. Okay. What else? You mean Gemara? You mean Gemara, boy? The Gemara says this. Ah! Excellent! Let's take a look at that Gemara together. Very good. Let's take a look together. Let's take a quick look together. Very good. Kuf Ainaf or Kuf Tamachal? Take a look at Kuf Tamachal. The Gemara says what? The Gemara says that it's a longer case. Again, it's a longer case with a star. What happened if a star got ripped up? But I think the Gemara says, let's say I'm going to present to the Beis Din a situation where I have a star. It says Yaakov. And the signature, the handwriting is clearly that of Reuven ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, well, that's not no good. Lab Yaakov is the very first one to some halachah days. Lab Yaakov, that's not Yaakov's handwriting. So isn't that clearly an invalid signature? The Gemara says, no. If you present it in such a shtar, again, where it's written Yaakov, the signature is filled with the word Yaakov in Reuven's handwriting, Dil Vishri Dazul Rakasam. No, I should be mocking that shtar because maybe he's starting to use his father's name. And he has a nom de plume. He has a pen name. If I have a pen name and I sign with my pen name, it's the valid signature. So maybe he took as his fake name, as his pen name, as his nickname, his father's name. The Shmei Davu Achasam. He signs with his father's name. He says, no. Lo Shavik, the second line, Kuf Tamachal on the day, page 322. Lo Shavik in his Shmei Didei, the Chasam, the Shmei Davu. A person would not use his father's name as a pen name. The one says, okay, maybe not as a pen name. But maybe he uses his father's name as his logo. But Dilma Simana be Almahu de Shavim. Maybe he would make his father's name into his simon. The Gemara says, you can do that. If I have a personal logo, I can use my logo as my signature. Rav was Jewish, the Rav Sarakava. Rav would make a picture of a fish as his logo. And he would sign a check. Instead of signing a check, his name was the Abba. Instead of signing a check, Abba, Rabbi Abba, Rav. He was sorry when he didn't make a picture of fish. That was his thing. And that was his personal logo. That's companies have logos. That's his personal logo. And that's a valid signature. I'm going to give many examples. Rechanina Tzayu Harusa. Rechanina was to make a picture of a palm tree. Rechista Samach. Rechista would make a big Samach. He had an alphanumeric logo. Rehoshai would make a big Ayin. Rehoshai would make a big Makusa. He would make some sort of marine symbol. And make the masthead of a ship. So the Gemara says that's valid. If Rav did it, and that was a valid signature. Why not let it be valid? Then why not say that that's what the guy is doing? I see the signature Yaakov, but I just realized it's Reuben's handwriting. So maybe Reuben just using Yaakov as his logo. You might have a logo. Your logo wouldn't be your father's name. So let's say, my name is Shani Cohen, and I'm calling myself Ellie Gross. My name is Ellie Gross, and I'm calling myself Shani Cohen, and I'm going to start with that other name, so that's who was in itself. And as a matter of fact, if I had a star, a star Shani Cohen, with an Ellie Gross handwriting, the Gemara says, we'll assume that it must be Ellie Gross if it's not to Shani Cohen, as it is pen name. Shani? The only chances are the signatures are real. But here, do we have, what are the chances? What if I did, what's the most likely assumption? I see a star, and it's signed in Eli Pimel's handwriting, and it says Yaakov Siegel. It's signed in Yosef Ben Bemel's handwriting, and it says It's Sefer Tzachi. So what's the most likely scenario? Do you think that, these people took pen names? I, the Gemara, was Rav. There we knew that was the truth. We knew he did have a pen name. And the Tosaf said, "So it's Yimana ben Alva Shavye, Yim Kovar Shani Hatsam, Yim Kazik Mei Karbe Jitski." Tosaf said, "What are you talking about? Oh, but here we knew that was Rav's logo. We knew that was Rav's Rav Shai's logo. But over here, who's to know? We have no reason to assume that Yaakov is, that Reuben is using something else as his logo or something. The Kovar Shani Hatsam, the Neymar, E. Chasim Inish, Shmei Davua, if it would be reasonable for a person to possibly use his father's name or some other name, whatever it is, so then, Shema Zara Rachunka. Or maybe this is the way he uses himself. Tizer Bachana, in the top of the sky, in the Shirma Gambach, in the top of Shirma, in the top of Shirma, he said, maybe. Maybe not. Okay, maybe it's okay. It's very nice. Maybe. 1 second, you're suing me for $20,000 with a star. So I say to you, hey, that's not a good star. Look at that signature. It looks like Jeff's handwriting, but it's the Mike Stone. It's a little strange. They say, well, maybe Jeff is using Mike Stone as a new pen name. That's very nice. Maybe. But you really don't believe that? No, maybe. But maybe not. So you can both be numbers. It's not even a road, not even a road. We got to have a road to near. It's possible, but there's no reason to believe it. Eventually, it's going to hear also, put by an hour. So what Daniel mentioned, that over there, we have a star, it's starting in Kippur. It's starting the day your star is in Kippur. It really wasn't starting that, we assume that's the end of the day. So we assume that some of the stars up with that, we really assume it's predated or postdated. So we'll assume, oh, it's postdated. Shabbat. Never touch it. One day it's a Shabbat. Okay, fine. So then we're discussing this. Okay. But if you assume one way or the other way is not good, then why are we assuming that it's good? Rashi said, no, we assume that it sounds good. And he drags in the Shabbat. It's something we have to raise several indications that you assume the star is valid. If you go either way, you assume that these other things are good or not. And this is his pen name or not. It was signed too early, too late. We always tilt to assume that it's valid. Even though we mostly motivate him, especially in one issue. Another thing you see is that we let the star say more things than it really can legitimately say. There's no way, even if it's legit, there's no way that they're signing on their back as a zero. Because it's built into the star that's not before the zero. So how do I trust the star to tell me and then we're going to zero? That's the second thing. And then there's more implied than effect. And then there's the assumption of validity. And then finally, the third area of group of funny units, when we close to this, is that there's what we began with our racial office really does say two copy of that. And we'll see next tomorrow another example of this. So we assume that the age is more advanced. We give an honorary advancement. That if you look already who could have aged. Well, if you're not talking to this, in other words, can you give the honorary example? So you assume it's valid. You always assume that it's valid, whatever assumption it is. We're going to give it honorary enhancement and advancement. And we're even going to let it say things that it can't possibly be said. So all those three things to a point to the magic of star. We have to figure out how all those three things are connected. And that will hopefully, again, come back to explain Pashat Shah in our Gemara. Well, if you want to feel free to take them on the way out. There probably will be a rebate. I meant rebate. You got to mention here in a couple minutes.
Thank you. I know you.